All right, so today what we're looking at is we're going to be doing a recipe making some sauerkraut and smoked sausage. So this is a really good recipe, makes a good amount if you want some of those leftovers, and overall it's just a really, really tasty dish, really low maintenance, things like that. But what you're going to need is about 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil, just enough to coat the bottom of whatever it is you're using to cook. 1 yellow onion, we're going to chop that up. 1 large apple. You're going to want one of the crisper apples. You can have something sweet like Gala or Fuji. You can use something like a Granny Smith. I would recommend a very firm apple, and then a sweeter apple is going to help a little bit more. Then you're going to need just a pinch of sugar, about a teaspoon. 4 cups of sauerkraut. So you can buy this at any supermarket, doesn't matter what kind. But about 4 cups, you're going to drain that, and that's what we're actually going to add to help make our sauerkraut. We're not starting from scratch. We are just improving on already made kraut. Then you're going to need kosher salt and fresh pepper, about 1.5 cups of water, and then 6 smoked sausages. They can be bratwurst, kielbasa, anything you want to go along with it. I use bratwurst. I've used kielbasa in the past. Anything like that is going to work. Then optionally, if you want to add some juniper berries, you can use 1 teaspoon. I did not use any. I don't know where you would find any, but if you have some and want to add those, that's going to add a nice kick of flavor. And then if you want a sauce to help eat your sauerkraut and sausages with, you can make it with 1/2 cup of stone ground mustard, which is the mustard with the mustard seeds still inside, and then 1/4 cup of sour cream. But pretty easy dish to make, so we're going to go ahead and just jump right into it. All right, so first thing we're going to do is we're just going to take our onion, and we're going to go ahead and dice that up pretty fine. So, got to get the paper off, make sure everything looks good. And then we'll start going from there. Just take off that outside layer. Got any dirt on it, just rinse that off. And then we are going to start cubing it. Take that out of the way. Just run that in some water. Then we're just going to cube. We don't need it minuscule, but we want it large enough that it's, one, easy to cut, and also going to actually be able to be eaten without powdering. So quickest way I found, just take it, slice it in maybe 3 or 4 slices, and then we're gonna cube those up. Now while you're doing this, what you wanna go ahead and do is get a pot or something and start heating that over about medium heat. That's what we're gonna saute them in. I'm using a cast iron Dutch oven. Regular pot works just fine. What I'm gonna do, once I get this sliced, just gonna take 2 tablespoons of oil, just enough to cover the bottom. We're gonna splash that in there. Don't necessarily need to measure it, but just enough that it'll coat that bottom and coat our onions, and we can always add more. Once we get our slices, cut them one way, keep them relatively together, and then we're gonna cut them the other way. Just keep everything as close to uniform as we can get it. It's not exactly perfect, it's fine, but the more even they are, the quicker everything is gonna actually cook. Quicker and more evenly, you're not going to end up with some that are still raw and some that are completely overcooked. It's one of those, just takes a little bit of practice. And if you want to stack 2 of them together, you can too. This way, this also gives our pot time to heat evenly and make sure we have everything that we're going to need. So once we start cooking these here in just a minute, this is going to cook for about 15 minutes. And we're going to let those stir, cook, and start to caramelize. We don't need them fully caramelized, but we're going to let that get started. And then we're actually going to prep for our next part while we let those cook. So my cutting board's getting a little bit full, so I'm going to drop some of those pieces up down in there. Careful not to splash too much oil. Put that in, and then you can finish dicing, and it'll go from there. Perfect. Then once you get them all in, I gotta finish cutting this one up. Once you get them all in, you're just going to mix them up. Even if they look like they're in chunks, those pieces are going to start to flake apart. And that's going to help cook them pretty evenly. So what I'm going to do, pop them in, start stirring. Grab a spatula, whatever, stir it around. You want to get them stirring, especially if you've preheated this pot. You don't want it to end up scorching everything when you just put it in there. So we're going to put those in, stir them around. And these are going to cook for about 15 minutes. So while those cook, we're going to prep everything else.
So we're going to go ahead, like I said, set our timer for about 15 minutes. And it's not necessarily going to take a whole 15 minutes. We just have to check it. If stuff seems to be cooking too hard, we're going to turn down our heat just a little bit. And this is a really good chance to check your oil. If you're running out of oil and stuff isn't coated, just add a little bit more. If you added a little bit too much, that is okay. But what we're going to do first is, next is we're going to take an apple. Any apple is going to be fine. Usually a red or a yellow apple is probably your best case. I'm just using Gala apples just because that's what I have on hand. But if you got something else, perfect. Just rinse that off, and then we're just going to cut it. So what you're going to do, set your apple right side up, put your knife to where it'll cut right close to the core, and you should cut where it's just starting to expose that core. You don't want to cut all the seeds in, but if you cut a little bit too far out, that's okay. Then rotate it about 30, 40 degrees and repeat that cut. And you'll do that about 5 or 6 times until you're left with just that core around there. Then if you want to just eat the rest of that skin, the apple out, you can. And then you can throw that away. You're not going to need it. If you get a little bit of that core on the inside, you can go ahead and cut that out. It's not necessary. It's not going to hurt you. I know everyone's concerned about the arsenic in apple seeds. And while there is arsenic in apple seeds, it's such a low concentration that you'd have to eat hundreds of apples, dozens if not hundreds of apple seeds to actually have that problem. So if you got a little bit of that apple seed in there, do not worry. It's not going to hurt you. But then we're just going to take our apples and we're just going to cube them up. Don't have to be perfect. Just like with the onions, the closer to uniform you get them, the better. But if it's a little bit off, it's not actually going to hurt anything. Now, I'm doing them kind of small just because that'll make it quicker to cook. And it also will keep from getting just large chunks of apple or raw apple. But it's really just a personal preference. And if you wanted to peel your apple beforehand, you could. I always just leave it on. Apple skins have a lot of nutrients in it. And it also just saves us a lot of time. Don't want to be doing all that extra work for something that's not going to have a really big effect. But while you're working on this, make sure you keep going back to those onions, stirring them up just a little bit, making sure they're not sticking or not cooking for too long on any one side. Cut those up. And then we're just going to wait. We just wait to put in those apples. That's going to go in at the very end. So we're just going to leave those on our cutting board and move on to the next start of prep. We're also going to need a little bit of just regular white sugar. That's going to help cut through that acidity and bring everything together. We're going to get our sauerkraut here in a second. We're going to get water, and then we're going to look through that. So about a cup and a half of just regular old tap water. And then we will move on to getting our sauerkraut. So like we said at the start, this is not actually making your own sauerkraut. This is just taking store-bought sauerkraut, and it's helping us bring out those flavors a little bit more, make it a little bit better than just something straight out of a jar. Even though sauerkraut by itself is still really good. We're going to mix, keep stirring our onions. We're going to start to see them browning a little bit. If they brown too much, we want to turn down that heat. I turned a little bit off of medium, but you're going to start to see it get a little bit more translucent, as well as starting to brown just a little bit. That's what we're wanting to see. But Gonna take our sauerkraut, and I just have a really big thing just because that's what I have on hand. And then we're gonna measure out about 4 cups. Now, if you have a larger, if you have just 4 cups, you can just pour off the liquid. I have a much larger thing, so what I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna take a 4 cup measuring cup, and I'm just gonna start to pour it off into there. And then some of the liquid I'm going to keep. I want to keep some of that liquid because I'm not going to use up all of this. So I'm going to want to have some of that just sitting with the rest of the sauerkraut just because that's going to help preserve it, keep those flavors nice and strong. But take that, pour it in there. It doesn't have to be an exact science. Just trying to get it all out. Carefully get that in. And then when you get close to 4 cups, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take that liquid and I'm going to keep it and pour it back in our jar. Now, I don't have all my sauerkraut just yet. That's okay. We're just taking that hot break step and then we're just going to get some more. If you got some tongs, that might also help get it in there a little bit. Just whatever method is easiest for you. Part of it is also going to depend on this jar that you're using. My jar happens to be very thin, very tall, and has a somewhat thin neck, but doesn't necessarily let that cabbage get out super quickly. And the good thing about the tongs is you can actually squeeze out some of that juice, and that's going to make that next step a little bit easier. But keep pulling it out, squeeze it, and set it down, and then press it down a little bit. Want to keep doing that, draining off that. And then press it down, and we're going to see that liquid start to show up again. We're going to want to take that and just pour it off. We don't want a lot of liquid in our sauerkraut there. We want to leave most of it in the jar. Now, there's going to be some liquid left. I'm not pressing it out a lot, but it helps. It is going to just going to help us as we go. If you're saving it, just go ahead and put it in the fridge, something like that. And then we are just gonna wait. We're gonna let our onions continue to cook, finish up about that 15 minutes, and then we'll be back when it's done. All right, it's not been quite 15 minutes, but if we look at our onions, they're starting to get a little pretty caramel colored. Most of them are incredibly soft, so we're just gonna go ahead and move on. If it just takes a few more minutes, that's okay. But what we're going to do, first off, we're going to take our water, about a cup and a half, and then we're just going to pour it into the pot. And you're going to hear that sizzling start. But after just a second, it's going to start to cool down. So just that water. And you're just going to mix that up really quick. And then you're just going to add the rest of it. So we're going to take our apple, just drop that into the water. Then we're going to add our sauerkraut. At about 4 cups, want to drain it most of the way. Not all of it got drained, that's okay. Get all that out of the pot. You want to make sure you get all that goodness out. And then you're going to take about a teaspoon of sugar. If you don't want to measure it out, that's okay. Just about a teaspoon, not too much, but that's going to help bring everything together. And then just salt and pepper to taste. I'm not going to measure that out. With just a sprinkle of salt and then a nice little pinch of pepper. And then you're just going to go ahead and mix all of that up. Simple as that. Ground pepper, if you got fresh ground pepper, it's a great way to go. Or if you just have regular pepper from the store, what I have, that works too. You're going to just mix that together now, get that all nice and incorporated, dissolve that sugar, dissolve. Make that pepper spread out and get all of those together. You're also going to want to make sure at least most of your apple is submerged in that water. That boiling is going to help it. So I'm going to turn it back up to medium just to go ahead and get that heat back up. Keep spreading that out. Mix it around, reach bottom, bring it up. Get those apples nice and incorporated into that sauerkraut. Sauerkraut's good to eat, but we want to make sure those apples get nice and soft. We've got a lid for your crock pot or whatever you're working with. We're going to get that here in just a second. We want to make sure it starts to boil. Then we'll turn it down a little bit and just cover it and let it sit for around half an hour. That is going to make sure that we get that apple nice and tender. We're not going to be surprised when we're eating it by just having chunks of raw apple. And that's going to help incorporate those flavors together as well. Want this to blend. So once we get that heated up, once we start to see that water start to bubble, we're going to cover it and let it sit for about 30 minutes. And then after that, we are going to move on to the last step. All right, so while that sauerkraut is still boiling and cooking along as we're stirring it, one of the things we need to look at is what we want to go with our sauerkraut. So traditionally, what I'm going to do, something like a bratwurst or even like a kielbasa, things like that, some kind of a sausage, is usually what you're going to pair it with. So right now I'm doing bratwurst, and you can pair that any way you want. You can do it on the skillet, you can grill them. One of the best ways for that, and I would if I could, would be like over a fire, something like that. Great way to do bratwurst, gets that nice heated through, but really any way you want is going to work. And then secondly, one of the things you can do with this is you can make a mustard that goes with it. If you want to do that, I will not because I don't have what I need, but it's a great thing that goes with it. You're going to need about a quarter cup of sour cream and then a half a cup of stone ground mustard. Now, if you don't know what stone ground mustard is, it is mustard, but you'll notice it by all the mustard seeds that are still in it. It's very grainy. It can be a very weird texture, but it's got a lot of really, really good flavor. So what if you want to make that mustard, you'll do a quarter cup of that sour cream, half a cup of your stone ground mustard, and just mix that together and serve it with the bratwurst and the sauerkraut. Great way to do it. With what I have, I don't have the sour cream, so I'm just using that stone ground mustard, which is fine by itself. If you don't like the taste of mustard, you can just eat it by itself. But great way to do this. Both really good things that you can do to pair it and make your sauerkraut into more of a meal. But we're going to finish boiling that. Just keep an eye on it till the apples are soft, and we'll get back once it's finished. All right, so it's been about half an hour. We can see our apples are pretty soft, which is what we want to see. Still bubbling away. We've got a lot of our water gone, but let's go ahead and try it really quick. Get a small amount. So this is a really good job. A lot of the sugar in the apples are going to start to cut through with some of that more sour taste, which is what you're wanting to expect. Then if you want to add more salt or pepper as you go, it's great, but I think we've got this just about settled. So whenever you're ready, just take some of that, put it on a plate, put one or two of your sausages on it as well, put any of that mustard, anything you're going to want to eat with it, and then you are good to go. A little bit of time consuming, but most of it is pretty hands-off, so this is a really great weeknight meal. But hope you enjoyed this episode and happy cooking.
Thank you very much for listening to today's episode. This has been Smoked Sausages and Sauerkraut, and this comes from the Dungeons and Dragons Heroes Feast Cookbook. If you're interested in that, you can find that in most places that are going to sell books like that. Online, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, local bookstores, things like that. But if you enjoyed today's episode, please consider following us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever it is you listen to podcasts on. We will be releasing ones at the top and the 15th of every month. So if you're interested in what we're doing next, make sure you subscribe and stay tuned. You can also leave us a review or tell your friends about us. Word of mouth is one of the biggest ways something like this is going to be spreading. If you have any questions, concerns, want to recommend a recipe, or just want to show us what you've made, you can follow us on Instagram at college_cookery, and you can also use that as a hashtag if you want to share your recipes with us. We would love to see what you've made and hear some of your suggestions as to what we should make next. But that's going to do it for us. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you next time. Happy cooking.